Jim, could you discuss the evolution of Patrick Robinson from the time you got him to his role in the defense now?
He's a veteran player that's played a lot of different positions over the course of his career. He's done the same thing for us. He's been consistent. He's been good in the pass game, and he's tackled well. Not much more I can say.
Ronald Darby played every snap. Was that expected by you? Just an unexpected spot?
Yeah, you know, the way the game went, we didn't have a lot of long drives. I think it's well documented that he was throwing up a little bit in practice last week, and probably to be expected because he went so hard in practice because he was trying to get back in the swing of things. We were prepared to rotate if we had to and give him some breather, but every time we checked on him, he was ready to go and he was playing good, consistent football. He was tackling well. Sometimes when you come off a long stretch, tackling's the last thing that comes, a little bit like preseason. But I was really impressed with Ron because his tackling was good right off the bat, and that showed how important it was to him and how much work he put in to get him back. It was great to have him back on the field.
After several games of giving up some big plays, the last six games, you guys have really not given teams many plays beyond 20 yards. What has been the biggest difference?
I don't know. I think we're a good tackling team. I think we're a good communicating team. And we've had a lot of different guys get experience. You know, I mean, we're playing with, I mean, our lineup was a little bit different just about every game early in the season. Some guys got hurt early in games, and they were filling roles. I think as the season's gone on, we've settled down. I think that's probably the biggest part of that.
How big is it? I mean, you guys haven't given up, you would at this point, or maybe you should be a little further ahead of the curve.
Pardon? Oh, we drafted him in the first round, so we expected a lot from him.
Just, I don't think you've given up a play longer than 30 yards in five games. When you're forcing people to drive, you know, 80 yards in 11 plays, I mean, how much is that kind of just playing in your hands?
Well, I mean, you know, defensively, there's a lot of different things you want to do, but the very first thing you want to do is stop a drive. And, you know, the thing that correlates highest to scoring plays, whether it's a field goal or end up being a touchdown, are plus 20 plays. You don't want to play conservative. There's a fine line there, too. I mean, you can not give up 20 yards the whole time and just, you know, let somebody matriculate down the field, all due respect to Hank Stram. Some guys get that. Some guys don't. The players have done a good job of, well, the biggest key is we've had very few missed assignments. And I think that's a tribute to the players because they're out on the field. There's a lot of different stuff going on, a lot of different stuff the offense does to try to distract you, to make you, to find some holes in it. And, you know, we've had guys do their jobs. And generally when you're doing your job, when you're tackling well, you're not giving up explosive plays. And I think, you know, the last month and a half or so, we've done a good job in both of those areas.
When you talk about
back to Barnett, you know, the last five games he's had all four and a half of his sacks. But, like, has he been doing pretty much the same things as he was earlier in the year, and now the sacks are coming? Is that kind of how you see it?
Yeah, I think that's probably right. He had some games earlier in the year where he was rushing well, but, you know, the ball was coming out. You can't always let that affect you as a rusher. I think the thing that's impressed me more about Derek is he's been good in the run game. You know, he's known as a pass rusher, but he's been very consistent in the run game. He's given us a lot of good reps there as well as good pass rush reps. He's always in the rush, very rarely out of the rush. He can bend. He can turn the corner. He's also really worked hard to develop inside moves. This last game, I think we saw it more than the other games, but it's been there the whole season.
Jim, going back to tackling, a lot of people who have coached or played in the game for a long time or analysts will tell you that tackling all around is down in the NFL and for different reasons. Why do you think your defense really excels there?
I don't know. We've got good tacklers.
I think
has a lot to do with it. I mean, there's some crappy tacklers out there, and you can do all the drills in the world, and it's not going to make it any better. I think there's a couple things to go. First, we have guys that are good tacklers. If you notice, particularly in the secondary, most of the missed tackles that you see are from the secondary. You don't notice when a linebacker misses or a defensive line misses. We have a very good tackling secondary. I think one of the reasons there is we have a lot of guys that are hybrid-type players that can play nickel, that can play safety, that can play corner. All three of our safeties, even four if you include Jalen, all of them have corner in their background. But they you know, so many different guys can go in and play nickel, can play outside. That's sort of the way we're built. And, you know, they've been very consistent in that. And as a result, we haven't given up a lot of long plays. We weren't the best. We didn't play our best run game against Dallas, but we were able to get them on the ground enough to keep the drive from becoming a scoring drive. And then we were able to get off the field when we needed to.
Won some games by large margins and get the defenses played to the end. And not allow, this past game, for instance, didn't allow them into the end zone. Is it a pride thing? Where's that come from? Is that a mentality that you try and instill in the guys and challenging them?
I mean, we always want to stop a drive. That's our job when we go on the field, is to stop a drive. There are some times that, you know, you can sacrifice yards for time on the clock, but it's very rare that you want to sacrifice points. And I think our guys do a pretty good job with that.
In 7-plus months coaching Chris Long, what has your experience been with him? What have you learned about
him? He's a multidimensional player. He's a good pass rusher. He's good against the run. He's smart. He's experienced. He's tough. I think that's enough accolades for him.
Jim, you mentioned the run game. This week against Chicago, very young quarterback, but they run the football really well. Complementary backs, how difficult is that going to be for you guys?
Yeah, you know, they put both backs on the field at the same time a little bit, too. Sometimes it's two back sets, sometimes it's one. You know, traditionally there's a fullback back there and two back sets, but not so much with the Bears. They can put two guys back there. It spreads you a little bit thin. You have to be very assignment sound. It'll test us in the run game.
Do you ever adjust or alter your pressure philosophies with a rookie quarterback, or is that a case-by-case thing?
Everybody's different, you know, and every offense is different, you know. So we adjust on a weekly basis, and it's all things considered. All due respect to NPR. It's how mobile the quarterback is, because you can be real aggressive in some of your stuff if a guy is sitting on his spot. And if you have to keep contained, like with Prescott, we needed to keep him in there. There's just so many different things to go in it, but everybody is on a case-by-case. Some guys are throw quick to beat the blitz. Some guys are, or some offenses are protect with more guys to push the ball down the field. I think we have a multidimensional, we have a multidimensional defense. We have some multidimensional players within that. I mentioned some of our safeties that have corner in the background. Those guys can do a lot of different things, and that gives you the ability to defend sort of whatever they throw.
What kind of guy does he appear to be right now?
He's mobile. You know, I think that's probably the big thing. They're running the ball, and they also do enough stuff with read option and some gadget plays to take a little bit of the pressure off of them. They're a good screen team. He's developing as a quarterback. I'm sure there's things he wants to work on. There's things that we need to keep him from having success with. He's been able to make a few plays with his legs also, so that adds another dimension to him.
Jim, what's the message to Rasul Douglas now? He didn't get a snap in last week's game, but he played a big role while Darby was out.
Yeah, the message is be ready when your name's called, no different than 53 other guys. Not everybody's name gets called every week. When it is, he's got some experience now. He'll be ready.
With Darby, is that you brought him back on the right side, was on the left side. Is that a testament to Jalen, just how well he's played?
Yeah, it was just really the way it worked out. As with Darby, he, number one, really not knowing 100%. I couldn't tell you 100% accuracy if he was going to be able to play 10 plays, be able to play the entire game like he did, if we were going to have to spell him anything else. And unselfishly, he took over that right corner spot with that in mind. You know, I mean, hey, maybe he would have gone out the first series and had to tap out. Maybe the ankle wouldn't have been feeling good, and then we would have been jumbled. So it allowed us to stay in place. I think both guys, well, both guys have proven they can play both. If we need to match receivers, we can do that. We value multidimensional players, guys that can play inside, guys that can play outside. The thing I was probably most proud of with Ron was his tackling. Did a really good job, and Des Bryant's a strong runner, and they wanted to test him. You know, they threw a lot of short passes, and you know, him and Jalen were both there to limit those run or the yards after catch. I think that was a big part of us keeping points off the scoreboard.
Dallas had some running success. What did you see? How were they getting guys out of gaps?
Yeah, it was really more on our edges. You know, I think that there were some things that we can play a little bit better. You know, I think we set that bar awful high. You know, there's some teams in the league that what did we give up? 110? 112? Some people might get a pat on the back for that. And I think it's a tribute to the players in the locker room. That's a poor performance for them, and they consider it a poor performance. So sometimes that goes a long way to keeping you focused and play. I think the key part of it was that we didn't turn those into touchdowns. You know, defensively, if you can keep touchdowns off the board, if you can, I mean, like the first drive of the game. You know, they're already in field goal range. We're able to go out, get a three and out. We really can't control those 3 points that go on the board, but we control four more with the seven. And they had a couple of drives. We were able to get them stopped, get a turnover in the red zone. You know, when it all comes down to it, our job is to keep points off the board. And I thought they did a really good job. However you do that, takeaways, third down stops, fourth down stops, you know, whatever it is, forcing punts. Keeping points off the board is the name of the game, and I think they did a good job of doing that.
Your offensive tackles, Lane Johnson and Big B, both talked about going up against Stephen Means in practice and how much he prepares them because he's relentless. What's it like coaching him, and how difficult is it because you have such great depth to even get him on the field? What kind of value does he bring to your defense?
Well, he's tough. He's a committed player. He's one of the most respected players on our team, and there's going to come a time where he's going to have to play a big part in what we do. He already has, but I'm talking about on Sunday. And I know this, the way he prepares, he's not doing that to help Lane Johnson prepare. He's doing it to get himself ready. And, you know, there's going to come time where he's going to have to go out there. It's just a fact of life in the NFL. Our depth at tackle has been tested. Our depth at end really hasn't been tested very much. But when it is, Steven's a reliable player. He's trusted in the locker room. He works extremely hard, and he'll perform well when his time comes.
So what do you do with your corners now in situations where you're not going to shadow a receiver? Will Darby go back to the left side?
I don't know. I don't want to commit to anything right now. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. I like both players' flexibility to play both sides. Both of them have tackled very well this year. We already sort of covered that.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Thanks.